Hey, hello, hello. So thank you for your awesome message. And I would love to answer the first questionnaire that you made, or the part one. And I'm not going to post this one. I'm just going to send it to you. So you're the only one that this one is made for. So feel special. That was stupid. Anyways, let's see. Number one, favorite position and why? I really think that missionary is like underrated. Like, I really love the missionary position just because, like, I really love eye contact and, like having someone on top of me and then, like, being able to, like, I don't know. I like having someone on top of me in that way. And then I like being choked and I like I said, eye contact. That's like, I love that. So, I don't know, and it feels good. Number two, have you ever been with anyone you thought had a really big dick? If so, what was your reaction when you saw it, and how was the experience? Yes, I have. I can only recall one person that I was like, oh my gosh, this is actually like big. And I kind of, it was like, this is gonna sound so weird. Like, I have a thing for like beautiful cocks. So it's like, it's one of those things where like, I just looked at it and I was like I heard like angels sing like, ah! And so it was kind of that. But then like, it was nice. I love oral. So I like giving blowjobs and stuff. So that was fun, but like when it actually came down to sex, it was awesome. Like, it felt so good. It just didn't last as long as I wanted it to. It was like two, I swear, like 2 minutes, and I was so pissed when it was over. I was pissed at him, and like, I didn't get to get off. So hell yeah, I was pissed. So it was nice. It was beautiful. It just didn't last long. So, oh, I just answered my question. Do I give head? Yes. Number three, I do give head. I love it. Like, I really, really love it. Do I enjoy deep throat? Okay, this is gonna sound like weird, but like, I don't like making myself deep throat, like, voluntarily. I don't know why. I just don't like it. But I do like when, like, I like when like a guy would like grab like the back of my head and kind of like force me down and like hold me there, and then like, he controls everything. Like, I really like that. Number four, how do you feel about to come? Do you like? Oh, I'm stupid. I read this wrong. How do you feel about come? Okay. Do you like seeing it? Ever been with a guy who shot a lot and were surprised by how much? Where do you prefer it? Well, I am actually not a big fan of it. I don't care if I see it. Like, I don't care about that, but like, I just don't like it. And like, I've actually only had it in my mouth one time, and it wasn't a fun experience for me. Like, it didn't taste bad. It just, the texture is what bothers me. And no, I didn't swallow it. And have I ever I've never been like surprised by like the amount of cum, no. And I prefer it. I don't like it. It's really weird because I don't like it on me, but I don't mind if it's in me. Like, that's usually where I want a guy to finish. Have I ever, number five, have you ever done anal? No, I've never had anything in my ass ever. But I actually am interested in doing it. But it would have to be with someone that, like, I really like. Like, it can't be like a meaningless fuck and then you get to get in my ass. Like, no. It's just not gonna happen. I feel like, number six, do you like it rough? Fuck yes. And when I say rough, I mean like rough. Like, choking, slapping, scratching, biting, like the painful shit. Not like too painful, but like painful. But like, I like to get choked like a lot. I like to get slapped in my face. It's just amazing to me. ever had a threesome? No. Never.
And if not, what kind would you be interested?
If I were to have a threesome, I'm really attracted to girls, but, if I were to have a threesome, it would be two guys and me, because I'm greedy like that. Do I watch porn? Of course. I feel like if you say you don't watch porn, you're lying. Like, you're a fucking liar. Hell yeah, I do. Okay. I watch... I cannot watch, like, dramatic, fake, like, overproduced porn. I can't do it. It's just not... It just bothers me. I could go into, like, a whole conversation about, like, what I like in porn. So, I'm not even gonna get into that. I don't know if you would mind or not, but, like, right now I'm just not gonna get into it. But, either, like, I really like, the really, really rough stuff. Like, where the girl is just being manhandled, slapped around, stuff like that. Or if it's, like, girl on girl, like, there has to be, it still has to be rough. The orgasms have to be real. I don't prefer for them to have dildos, but I wouldn't mind, like, strap on. Like, you can't, I'm so picky. Like, you can't have, like, just a dildo. It has to be a strap on if there's going to be, like, a toy involved. And, I don't know, like, I don't know. I'll get into that later if you want me to. Do you talk about your partners with your girlfriends in any great detail? And if so, you ever become curious about a guy because of it? Me and my friends are really close, so hell yeah, we tell each other everything. Like, we'll just be like, guess what I did last night, and then we'll, like, get the popcorn, like, tell everything. So yeah, it's like, hell yeah, we don't leave anything out. And have I ever become curious about a guy because of it? I'm not sure what you mean by this question, but I'm gonna answer it in the way that I think you mean it. One time, my one friend that I have, she has a fuck buddy. She has a couple, but she has this one that she just loves talking about because, like, he's, like, the best ever. And there have been times where I'm just like, damn, like, I think I need to get some of that. But, it's never happened. She's even told me, like, no, you cannot have this dick. This dick is mine. No, absolutely not. So, I'm like, okay, I'm good. She's, like, she's tried to, like, find dudes to share with me, but I'm like, no, I kind of want the one that you've been bragging about. So, yeah. Number 10, do you ever feel a guy's balls smacking you in any position? If so, is it anything noteworthy to you, or do you just notice? I'm pretty sure that's happened to me. I just haven't paid attention to it, honestly. 11, have you ever squirted, and was it with a guy or on your own? I did one time, and I was by myself. So, yeah. Oh, you want to know something about me? A secret. I've had plenty of orgasms, but no one has ever been able to make me do it. They've all been self-given or whatever. Nope. No one has ever been able to make me orgasm, ever. So it's kind of like, I'm kind of like waiting for that one that can make me do it, like the King Arthur and the sword, like pulling it out of the stone or whatever, like... That's kind of how I see it. Like, no one's ever been able to make me do it yet. And I'm, like, waiting for that one to be able to make me do it. And then, last question. Talk about the best sex you've ever had and why it was so great. Oh, gosh. I am young. I am still considered a teenager. And I was with a man who was almost 50. And I had the most amazing experience ever. Like, it was great. It was fun. He paid attention to everything that I wanted. Like, if I would say to do something, he would do it. Like, he was, I don't know, he was just really good. He was really experienced. And then I think, I don't know, it was great just because, like, he knew what he was doing. And then I guess, like, another time would be, I was with this guy who I actually had feelings for, like, way after this experience. But, and he, I don't know, he was great. He was a great kisser, and that means a lot to me because I love kissing. He was a great kisser. He paid attention. He was, like, he was rough, too, so I really, really liked that. And like I said, I love the rough stuff, so that was amazing. And that's all your questions. That's all your questions. So hopefully I answered them well, and hopefully I made you happy. So, yeah. Bye.